Hey, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. It's Tuesday night. It's midnight on the East Coast, and it's 9 o'clock here in California. Hawaii time. Well, you know what time it is, 7 o'clock, and we're hoping that Reverend Roxy Hampton will join us tonight. We're going to start the show tonight by, like we always do, is giving it up to the Creator for all the blessings that have been happening. I'm going to also open it up for listener call-in tonight. If you have any questions or concerns or comments with regard to everything from Michael Jackson's early demise to the state of the economy and or what you need to do for your health and safety, give us a ring tonight. But let's first of all give it up to the Creator. Hey, Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you so much for all that you do for us in so many ways. We ask for a special blessing tonight for our brother incarcerated, an American political prisoner. His name is Jim Folsom. We have a whole outstanding group of people who are coming together to help Jim, but we need your help, Heavenly Creator, because this man has been incarcerated without a fair trial, without having any significant legal counsel that's legitimate, and he has been incarcerated and is awaiting sentencing for allegedly practicing medicine without a license when we know he's simply practicing your beloved healing methods and materials using the frequency generators. If you create through the spoken word, then we can certainly create healing, just like you had King David play the specific harp strings that vibrated, resonated to your divinity, your sounds of divine harmony. Well, we likewise can uplift our spirituality and our healing by your word, your will, your way, and your frequency. So we ask for a special blessing tonight for our brother Jim Folsom, and we ask for a special anointing on all of his new defense counsel, non-licensed defense counsel, that they be empowered with your word, your will, your law, and that the judge and that the district attorneys and the attorney generals who are trying the case are completely confused and simply give it up so that we can get Jim back to doing the great work that he's always been doing for us at the forefront of right frequency generators and technologies that can help heal the people using your words, your will, your way, your frequency, vibration, your resonance, and your truth that shall ultimately set us free. Well, thank you, Heavenly Creator, for all these glorious blessings. Inspire myself and my callers tonight for the Insight Hour to be a wonderful, uplifting blessing. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen. Well, there you have our Insight Hour dedication, divine inspiration, and I ask for you to call in tonight. It's an open show tonight. 888-815-9756 is the call-in number for this wonderful opportunity that you'll have to be on the air tonight. That's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I don't know about you, but whenever I pray, I get a little spaced out. I get out there in the spirit. Well, that's probably appropriate. Well, it's been a very interesting week. I think what's going on for most of us, and I think you probably would be best to think about what I'm about to share with you, but I think we've almost come to the end of our ropes and concern in regard to this concept of living on the earth, but not of it, in terms of the psychosocial aspects. You know, most of us have kind of like stopped watching television. We've stopped listening to the politicians that are like game show hosts to me and Sting. And the reality is that, you know, we can't even conceive the hideous hypocrisy, the insanity, the lunacy of the drug toxicity. And the fact that we're looking at about 3 months, maybe 4 months from now, having three vaccinations that are compelled, that we are required to take if we are to have our children go to school or go to workplaces, or also the issues of quarantining have come up. So the website that we've just released, you should really check it out. It's fluscam.com. www.fluscam.com. And then also this past week we launched actually two new websites, one for our programs wonderful host, HealthyWorldStore.com. That website, you should check out the new landing page for HealthyWorldStore.com. And this is the beginning of us developing what I had hoped would already be online, were it not for the fact that, you know, a lot of times the subject for tonight is all the people that we've trusted that have given their word. And what does a word mean? What does your word mean? What does word itself mean? And we had a lot of people give great word, and we gave a lot of money to great people who were going to advance HealthyWorldStore.com online affiliate program to have it be available to you right now completely, fully, so that the entire catalog is part of a cooperative instead of simply OxySilver, which is fabulous. I highly encourage you to join up by going to OxySilver.com right away. If you haven't done so already, you can help save lives, including your own. And the power of that 528 hertz frequency resonated nano silver water, a double superconductor, is essentially that you have the capacity to have optimal prayer power. Literally, if you pray over that little capful of OxySilver before you take it, you're not going to get sick. We guarantee that. But the biggest blessing in the revelations that have been coming indicates that, you know, powerful the heartfelt loving intention is to create whatever it is that you want to create. You know, a little bit of faith can move mountains. And so this is the reality. We have an understanding of OxySilver tonight, as we have over the past several months developed this understanding that it's not just a broad-spectrum antimicrobial that the drug industrialists have tried to suppress, calling it a pesticide because it kills germs, bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, the old concept of these parasites taking over your body and reducing your immunity. Well, the fact is that OxySilver boosts immunity naturally and optimally. And so the blessing on top of that, scientifically proven knowledge, is what we've been increasingly experiencing, is that it's a wonderful prayer. Holy water is really what it amounts to, because it has this capacity to amplify through a double superconductor, the most powerful creative technology in the universe. That is heartfelt loving intention and the words, the labia ratum, the lips that move. The lips, labia ratum, do re mi fa sol la, the labia ratum, the lips, the creative technologies, the instruments that can be used to recreate ourselves as well as this entire planet in a more appropriate state, image of the Creator instead of an image of humanity's lunacy and hypocrisy and insanity. As Reverend Roxy says, stupidity. So this, the concept we've launched, a HealthyWorldStore.com website that sustains this programming. So, again, you can bless us and bless yourselves by going online to HealthyWorldStore.com and purchasing the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, this new health equipment. Excellent water producer there called the Melody Water Unit that actually does a fabulous job. Very powerful unit. Probably the best in the industry for the price, for sure. It's one of the lowest cost, highest quality units that you can buy. Has a pre-filter in it, so you don't have to add that. It actually has a filter cartridge in it. And so pH adjustment as well as structuring. You want both. pH adjusting to alkalinize and structuring your water. So that you'll see that unit online if you go onto the new website, HealthyWorldStore.com. And then you'll also want to check out the new website, alternativehealthcarenow.com and .org. alternativehealthcarenow.org would be a great website for you to kind of like look at what these issues are that we're not seeing in the mainstream media, such as healthcare reform, not discussing. Nobody in the Obama administration is discussing the news that just took place on July 1st in New Mexico, where they just passed the Unlicensed Health Practice Act that allows healthcare professionals in the alternative and complementary medical fields. This is basically your massage therapists and your acupuncturists, your homeopathic physicians, all of your essential oil and raindrop therapists, your color and sound and light therapists, your counselors from various schools of thought, these people now can actually practice in the wonderful state of New Mexico because of the Unlicensed Health Practice Act, and simply they have legislated the right thing, finally, whereby the only stipulation is that you treat human beings reasonably and responsibly as a health professional, that you don't rip them off, that you, above all, do no harm. And so these are the actual wonderful blessings that this new program called the Unlicensed Health Practice Act just enacted and actually actualized in the state of New Mexico. This is what should be discussed on the national basis. So we put out this website now, alternativehealthcarenow.org, whereby go on there, read it, and figure out what you can do in your own state to advance similar legislation. Most important that you do this, because as we advance towards this fascist state of America, whereby we lose all these health freedoms, Codex Alimentarius legislation is knocking on the door again. The FDA is advancing the German, British industrialists, the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartels position that we have to have everything regulated, all of the botanical bounty that the Creator gives us, the herbs and the mineral supplements and the vitamins, all of that, according to Codex, has to be regulated, and we're got to put a stop to that. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to have access to God's bounty without getting a prescription from your medical deity. So that's really not just a hypocrisy, but it's an urgency. And for you to attend to this, go online to alternativehealthcarenow.com or .org, and then figure out how to follow in the footsteps of what just happened in New Mexico for your state's Emancipation Proclamation for health freedom. That's what we want. We want to be able to have spiritual freedom, religious freedom, sustained, reinforced, but also what goes along with that is the fact that your body is a Holy Spirit-filled temple. And if you can't have the freedom to dictate what's getting injected and intoxicating your bloodstream, if you don't have that freedom, then you lose the greatest gift that humanity's ever been blessed with by divine direction. That is free will. And you've got to align your personal free will with the Creator's will. And then you're in the flow. Then miracles happen. And that's really, for those of you who have been engaged in synchronicities and having increased rapidity by which prayer is manifested, you can totally relate to this concept that when you're in the flow, there's something special, something significant and spiritually impactful happening. And that is really something that we go into in great detail in Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, and in the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, where you get really solid grounding in the scientific literature talking about electrogenetics and how your bioenergy, your biospiritual reality in your Holy Spirit-filled temple is really the truth that shall set us free. It is the medicine from the heavenly throne that sustains us and protects us and advances longevity beyond the years that we're currently witnessing. Michael Jackson just died at age 50. There's some talk, and I did some research today on the possibility, the theory, could be a conspiracy hypothesis, you know, and I don't say that because the reality is I look at conspiracy realities all the time. I don't typically buy into conspiracy theories unless there's really solid evidence, which I did not find any today. I actually did some research. I'd be happy to receive some. If anybody out there can send us some additional documentation on the possibility that the Michael Jackson case was a murder, a bioenergetically triggered homicide that was done by global industrialists under the theory that Michael Jackson had been engaging with a Saudi prince who had been happy to fund him, settle a lawsuit with him for the express purpose of advancing some of his music. And the possibility was raised during the upcoming concert tour. Well, to make a long story short, I didn't find anything that would indicate that the people who would make money from Michael Jackson's demise You know, I really didn't find anything significant, particularly in regard to the debts. Now, the debtors, that's another question. And so if anybody has any type of evidence and or substantive material and intelligence that I need to research to advance this, and the only reason why actually I'm interested in this is because it was stated in what was been going around that Jane Burgermeister, I believe her name is the journalist, a well-respected journalist who's filed suit against the Baxter Corporation, which is a vaccine major, European vaccine maker, American-based, mind you. It's an American corporation that supplied most of the European nations with their current stockpile for the swine flu vaccine, promising within a few weeks of the pandemic coming in the fall that they're promising virtually. Certainly they are heralding, they are spreading fear and these concerns over the possibility is that they're just doing this just to gain billions of dollars from the stockpiling. But that's already been done, and I'm wondering whether now they keep promoting it because what they're intending to do is the major, what I have a concern about based on all the evidence, that the major reason they're doing all this is so that we can get injected, that the sheeple lining up for the slaughter roll up their shirt sleeves and get injected with not one, not two, but three flu vaccinations from Baxter Corporation and Novavax in the United States. Those corporations are untrustworthy, to say the least. And as I have already put that out, again, go on to fluscam.com. We added a brand new webpage just yesterday dealing with the quarantine issues on fluscam.com. And also, I urge you to go to Swine Flu Media Central. Swine Flu Media Central on fluscam.com and watch and listen to the new song titled Just Say No to Vaccines. It's called The Vaccine Song. Just Say No. And that's on YouTube, and it's posted on the Media Central, Swine Flu Media Central page of the swineflu.com, I'm sorry, fluscam.com, fluscam.com website. So that's a little bit of introduction to what I've been doing over the last couple days and couple hours. Again, if you've got a question for Dr. Len Horowitz tonight, call in 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. That will connect you to Seth in Engineering at BBS Radio. I think we have a caller. Hi. Nope, guess not. All right. Hey, get a load of this shirt. You like this shirt? My daughter did that. I have to be a proud dad for a minute. This is the first 528 Fashions design that Elena Horowitz, my now 17-year-old daughter, and if you know anything a little bit about Elena, if you've read my books or if you've looked into some of the things I've talked about on the internet and on the DVDs, I've mentioned my beautiful currently 17-year-old daughter, Elena. And Elena, at age 9, wrote a book called The Titillum Tree, which is an acronym for The Love You Take is Equal to the Love You Make. And it's really a beautiful story. And every time I read it and I get to the end, I always cry because it's such a delightful ending. What happens, the story, and if you have any grandchildren or if you have any children and you want to read them some great, great storybook for bedtime stories, get the Titillum Tree again through Healthy World Store. The story is about two groups of children vying for getting a... Hi, hold on for just a second. I'll be right with you. Who's calling?
Hi, Len. This is Dean from Toronto again.
Hi there. Yeah, just give me a minute, and I'll be right with you.
Sure.
So, at any rate, it's about two children that are vying for the prominence as a special clique group in their school, and they find a treasure map to a magical tree that has all the fruit of all the earth on this wonderful tree, and that the tree doesn't allow them to harvest the fruit until they learn to love each other and work together. So I can't believe my daughter came up with that. I mean, I can believe it because, you know, the children today are so magnificent. The Indigo children are just absolutely incredible. So she actually wrote this book, and then she illustrated it. She was finished with it at age 11. She was a published author with a hardcover children's book at age 11. And so this is the shirt that she just produced. It's in all colors, and you got to go to 528fashions.com. 528fashions.com, and you'll see not just her creations, but the song that you'll listen to when you go on it. And she just launched this site, so you can tell I'm excited about it. The song was hers. She actually produced this song that's very delightful that you hear when you go into 528fashions.com. All right, let's take the caller. Hi, who's calling?
Yeah, Len, Dean from Toronto again.
Hey, Dean, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thank you. here in Toronto, this week we had a show called The Marketplace broadcast. It was a repeat broadcast from January 30th, and it was on the QXCI. Bill Nelson, I didn't know this, but since that show in February, last February, they banned his machine from being sold in Canada. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I heard that Bill was having some problems like that. You know, I know Bill Nelson personally. He also goes by the name of, I think it's Desiree.
Desiree Dubonnet.
Yeah, Desiree. And it's really very interesting. You know, I don't know what quite to make of him. I like Bill, and I like Desiree. He goes in drag, and you know, it's something I'm not sure. According to some people, they think that he's done that as some sort of a protection. And I'm not sure about that, but it is very odd, and it has a lot of people questioning. Now, I frankly have used that machine. And my previous, recently deceased friend, Dr. Joseph Paleo, had a couple of those machines and worked a lot of wonders with those machines. And it's been interesting that I've witnessed that a lot of people have been bad-mouthing those machines over the last few years. You know, they came out, they were the best bioenergetic diagnostic and therapeutic units in the world. The fact of the matter is it claims to, and I believe that it does, reliably, somehow it does, because I've witnessed it, and it's amazing, that it does about 9,000 tests in about 2 minutes and then gives you a list of priorities as to what specific issues need to be dealt with energetically in a priority fashion. And so I've watched diagnosis being done. I've had it done on me, and I can tell you that it came up with things that were right on for personally my own experience. We used to attempt to sell those. I never sold one of those units. We had it in our catalog, in the HealthyWorld.com catalog, for about a year or two, and it never sold one unit because of the cost. They ran about $16,000 in the years that I was attempting to help Bill out. But I did hear
in Canadian
that
Canadian money, we're looking at about $23,000, I think, here. $22,500.
Yeah. You know, the issue is, you know, frankly, I can tell you that why I have not been a favorite person for manufacturers to bring in to speak to audiences is because my take is that you can produce everything with prayer and faith and hands-on healing, everything. And I'm getting more and more clear about that, and the power of that is getting even more powerful. Now, that's not to say that we, you know, if we're able to afford some of these machines and able to have these what I call crutches, because, you know, my prayer is that we all advance bio spiritually, bioenergetically, metaphysically, so that we integrate the full power and glory of the Creator's capacity to miraculously heal through us being a simple, humble vessel for that divine energy flow. And if we're doing that, then we can do everything from structure water ourselves, just laying our hands over the water container, to do that with people and have miraculous healings and blessings unfold. So that's my prayer, and that the issue of what machines, you know, I just also on Healthy World Store, I just posted a BioPhoton 4 machine that's much less expensive than what you're talking about, but it is a very good therapeutic tool, and it runs about $2,000. Now, the prayer that I prayed up front, tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm leading another prayer for the group of people who really want to see Jim Folsom get out of jail. But what you're talking about, the outlawing of technologies that have been advanced by really, truly geniuses, people who are reputable in the scientific realm, and they've put out energy devices, and, you know, I don't think that it can be considered consumer fraud. I'll give you a good example of why.
Bill Nelson, sorry to interrupt you, but Bill Nelson is one of those reputable people, and you said you know him personally, right? I mean, that guy's a classic genius, isn't he? I mean,
yeah,
he's right up there.
Yeah, I think he is. I think Bill is certainly a genius. And I know many geniuses, and I can tell you that all the geniuses that I know, they're strange. They're all strange. They're very quirky. Look at the way Einstein wore his hair. I mean, that was weird. And so, you know, I know Marco Rodin, who is a good friend of mine. But, you know, he has his social problems. He's a real challenged guy socially. And, you know, he looks it. When you see him, he looks like a wild man. And, you know, there's a lot of geniuses that are out working really hard, but they're easy to target because they have, you know, so many quirks. And so I feel badly for Bill Nelson. I feel like, you know, gee whiz, he's living in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, I think it is. And, Wait a minute, no.
He's in Hungary, Len.
Hungary, yeah, that's right. Hungary. So, and he can't come into the United States. I think it's a sad thing. I really do. And, again, what I urge everybody to do, right now the test case is happening right now. I'm glad you called, because the test case is Jim Folsom. Jim, right now, urgently needs our prayers. Everyone listening, please, if you could say a prayer tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock Pacific time, so it's, what's that, 11 o'clock East Coast time, for Jim Folsom. You can join our prayer, but Jim is really a test case. He is the manufacturer of our Miracle 6 machines. We can't sell a Miracle 6 to anywhere. I don't have any to sell. I would love to sell those machines because I love those machines. They're so simple to use. So Jim actually went to court. This is a really sweet man, a very intelligent man who's really been dedicated to not just advancing love and spiritual truths as a real spirit-filled Christian. And there, you know, in my experience, there are really few and far between really solid Christians. Just like, you know, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not, beware of those who call themselves Muslims who are not, beware of those who call Christians who are not. So Jim is really a fine, fine man, and he's dedicated his life. The reason why he actually decided not to take an offer from the Justice Department, the United States Justice Department offered him a plea bargain that for $250 fine and just a simple admission that he practiced medicine without a license by stating that the Rife machine, Miracle 6 that he was advancing, the bioresonance machine, was therapeutic. So he refused to do that because he wanted to make his case a test case for all of us, to free all of us, including the Bill Nelsons of the world. And so that's what has happened. He's in jail. He was sentenced to 125 years in jail, and actually he's about to be sentenced this week with that heavy fine. And it was a railroading, a complete kangaroo court, obviously, and that right now they're doing some last-minute legal motions to try to emancipate him, and he deserves our support, financial if you can. They have a website that's set up. I have a YouTube video out there now. One of the YouTube videos that I just put up a couple weeks ago, or actually this past week, is something that you should look at also, and it deals with hydrosonics. You can go on to Dr. Leonard Horowitz's YouTube and find that, and I have a little section there dedicated to Jim Folsom. It's sick and sad, don't you think, Dean?
I'm sorry, you said what, Len?
Yeah, I think it's sick and it's sad that this kind of fascist dictation, you know, regulation of the natural therapeutics is advancing.
So when we're talking about Jim and Folsom, when we're talking about, I mean, we're going all the way back to healing celebrations, we're talking about bioelectrics, we're talking about this machine, we're talking about the QXDI, it's all one and the same, right? It's all bioelectric, it's all energy medicine, it's all, and then there's informational medicine too, I understand now. But it's all one and the same really, right? I mean, it's all part of the same family.
Yes, it is, and it's all mathematics. The ultimate bottom line is it's the math. That's why I love this shirt. It's all about you are the music. You are a digital bio-holographic precipitation crystallization miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water, manifesting in water, and that's what we are. We're actually underwater, blah, 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 blah. You know, hydrated atmosphere is water. And so all of this speaks to mathematics. In the beginning, there was a creator of the word sound frequency resonance on the quantum field, the firmament, which created by the spirit hovering over the face of the water in the book of Genesis. So you're right. The bottom line is they're regulating God's technology. And they've been totally taking God out of every equation that's possible, including the DNA. And that's where we are right now at the urgency in this point in civilization's evolution. We are at a choice point. And the choice has never been clearer, and the karma and the pain will be felt tremendously over the next few years because of the amount of sin. You know, the concept of sin takes on additional meaning when you grasp what I just said about the musical mathematics of the matrix and who we are. Sin being out of the flow, being off the mark, is in dissonance to the musical mathematics. And that's why, you know, I love Yeshua. What he said was that one of the most magnificent lessons that he taught was that beware of every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And that word, frequency resonance, creates energetic vibrations and karmic manifestations in your body temple, because you are water. You're about 80% creative juice. So it's a liquid crystal superconductor that you're speaking out of and into when you speak angry or fearful thoughts and words. And so this is a very vitally important area, and I totally agree with you. When you grasp the whole picture, the holistic approach, suddenly you realize what they're regulating is the source of everything.
I made a prediction, actually, to my father. I told him just recently by email that I'm expecting more of this. I mean, this could happen to Bill, this could happen to anybody that makes these machines, for instance, right? I mean, and then, like you said, we have this codex thing going on. And it seems like there's all these things collaborating together. The only exception is, of course, your Love to Hate concert. But it seems like everything else is going in the other direction, and we can expect more. Is that probable, do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it may not happen, but it is possible that more negativity can come about, right?
You know, brother, I hate to say this, because I say it only being responsible for the role that's put on me and in my heart, which is the role of a prophet. And, you know, I really resisted that label for a long time. It's a frightening thing to have people start to call you prophetic and then to call you a prophet. Because, you know, if you accept that label, then suddenly, you know, you have to be very responsible. So I resisted that for a while, and then I finally accepted it. And then once I accepted it, I started to look at the role that I play. And like you're saying, everything that I'm doing, and every prophet always does, whatever they say, they pray, doesn't happen. The negativity, you know, except for the prophetic, you know, the last part of the book of Revelation is so beautiful, where the crystal clear water once again flows through the rivers and streams, whose banks will be lined by the trees, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. What a beautiful concept that whole thing is. You know, that's the prophetic vision that I like to hold to. But in the meantime, we got to get from right now the book Revelation chapter 13, which I believe in my heart we likely created an ousting of the beast out of the water on the prayer of June 21st. And if not then, I don't quite know when, but I suspect strongly that was highly significant. And as I get feedback from around the world, people writing letters, emails, sending pictures, sending up to YouTube the beautiful DVDs that they took during the June 21st Live H2O concert prayer. The concept that I shared also, I think it was last week or the week before, that the most profound message for me was the crop circle from Wiltshire, England, that occurred on the day that we prayed, where you had literally the message directly for us. I mean, you might as well be looking at this shirt. Literally, that's what the crop circle was, but with yin and yang symbols on a musical staff, whereby the lines were made by the farmer's tractor truck tires, and that it was whole notes in the middle of the lines, and they were cut in half by the lines, and it was the yin yang symbol, the 6-9 symbol. And so there was the 8-6-9. So it was a clear message to yours truly that somebody out in the metaphysical realm appreciated what we were doing and were allying with us to bring about this spiritual renaissance. And so there's a lot of great things, but then there's so many blind people that are out there. And this was what I had started the Insight Hour tonight considering that I would talk about. Dean, let me ask you a question, because I know it's been troubling a lot of people in my circle of friends, and I'm just wondering whether you feel likewise. Have you gotten to a point where it's really clear to you that you've got to come together with a dependable, high-integrity, spirit-filled family, and that everything from prayer, congregating, learning, to economic development has to be made with people of like hearts as well as like minds, and that it's critical at this time, at least I'm feeling that, my friends are feeling that, to actually come together with the people who are really dependable and stop dealing with the people that we're attracting into our lives that are really not giving us what they say they're going to give us.
I believe that we're talking about this. You've asked me this question. There's a few things that come to mind. I hate to say it. I know this is unpopular to say, but And I think I would differ with you at this point. We've actually had this conversation years ago once in person, but I don't consider myself, I don't consider everyone my brother. I consider you my brother, and I consider other people my brother, but I don't consider everyone my brother. Now, is that against Scripture?
Well, you know, first of all, again, when we say brother, what's the definition of brother, brother?
Okay, well, I'll give you a good example. I've seen you, let's put it this way, I've seen you talking to people on TV that haven't done you justice. I mean, they shouldn't have been in the same room, you know, interviewing you and such, and coming from two different worlds. You know, you're trying to enlighten the world, and the other person is concerned with ego and his job and, you know, control and dominance of the interview. And it couldn't be more black and white to me that these are two different minds.
You're not talking about Michael Corrin, are you?
Huh?
Are you talking about Michael Corrin from...
Yes, I am. I did want to mention his name.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only person that came into my mind, descriptive perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the first part of the answer I wanted to give you. And you asked something else. I wanted to answer that. I just can't remember now.
Yeah. Well, you know, all right. Let's take that example that you gave of somebody who's really ego-centric and egomaniacal and selfish and greedy and self-centered. Is that a brother or is that not? You know, frankly, honestly, I got to tell you, you know, and I'll preface it by telling you something personal. I have a sister who I haven't really spoken with in nearly 25 years to any significant level because we just don't click. We're just totally two different people. But yet, we're still the same blood. We're still sisters and brother. And so, you know, really the fact is, from a genealogical standpoint, the theory holds that we are. We all go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so it is simply an acknowledgement of truth that we share similar warm blood. Now, we may even be brothers and sisters to the cetacea. The dolphins and whales, you know, that's a little stretchy, you know, but truly, if you're a human being, you know, I think that reasonably you have to assume that they're kindred spirit, they give them the benefit of the doubt. At least, you know, listen, I'm telling you that I don't have it all together. This is just my philosophy. It's just the way I personally choose to treat people. I assume that they're high integrity, spirit-filled, loving, joy-filled people who I want to hang out with, and I appreciate. And that's the case no matter where I am. I could be working or walking through a ghetto anywhere in the world, literally, and I've done it. And those are my brothers and sisters, and I feel that, and I typically am likewise respected, and I don't find that, because I don't have fear in those kinds of situations, I don't typically have fear in those situations. So, you know, it's like the story of you coming face to face with a saber-toothed tiger or a bear or a mountain lion. And, you know, you look right in their eyes, you connect with your heart, you commune with them, and they look at you like a brother and they walk away. And instead, though, if you were to go into this fear or even rage, you know, and attack them or, you know, run, then, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. So it's an energy dynamic. Anyway, that's my personal philosophy, and I can't tell you that I've been successful, and I can't tell you that my way is better than any other way, but I can tell you that, to me, it seems reasonable to be that way, more so than thinking of people as enemies or as not kindred spirits.
Well, I think I actually changed my mind now on what I said. I don't know why I said that I thought it was against Scripture, because I don't think it is. Christ talked a lot about that, of identifying, of identifying who your brother and your sister is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And he treated, I mean, he treated everybody. His goal was to be fishers of men, to be a fisher of men and women. He hung out with, if you look at who he hung out with, he went into the brothels. He hung out with the prostitutes. He was, you know, basically going where the people were going, and he wasn't shy about it, and he wasn't shy about telling them the truth. And what did he say at the very end? He said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." So Michael Corrin, you know, gee whiz, he's easy to forgive compared to George Bush, for me, you know, or Henry Kissinger, a war criminal, you know. Michael Corrin is just, you know, a small-time nothing compared to people who control geopolitics in the world, and yet we have to likewise look at them as brothers and sisters. But, you know, frankly, my theory also is that the people at the very top are not of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The massive amount of evidence that I'm looking at are compiled by people more wise than I and more well-studied in Bible study than I, have indicated clearly that the Nephilim, as it says in Genesis, outlived the flood, and that the Superman, virtually reptilian aliens, are in charge of the White House today.
And so you're on board with David Icke now on this? Because I don't think you were a few years ago.
Yeah, I think I am on board with David Icke, but I wasn't opposed to what David Icke was saying a few years ago with regard to the alien phenomena, because I kept quiet about it. I didn't want to go out on a limb because I didn't have the evidence. I didn't have enough evidence to persuade me to form a reasonable conclusion with regard to there being an extraterrestrial reptilian presence here and control over the Illuminati by them here. Now, since that time, I had, and by the way, that's never been an issue between David and I. The issue between David and I is that, I may be changing somewhat in this too, getting closer to where David is, but I've always held more humility than David with regard to the Creator.
Well, David is a real specialist in this area. Sorry to interrupt you, but I think that's, you know, part of it too, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I do credit him. I have never assaulted David like I've been assaulted by David. And so, you know,
David has assaulted you, you said?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, well, if you can go right now, I think, on David Icke's website, and he's got a posting that I've asked him personally to please take down, because it's just outrageously toxic, and it's completely false. It's libel. It's defamation, libel, where he's citing me being basically knighted by the Vatican, you know, and it's like ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd when you really look at everything. So I asked him to take that down. So he's not done that, and he has, in that way, he has assaulted me continuously over the last year or so. And, you know, I've never done that with David. I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's a good showman. He's a good speaker. He's a good researcher. According to some people, he didn't give credit in some places for some of the things that he's come out with where credit is due. I'm very good at that, being a scientist, being a researcher, and referencing my work. So, you know, I think that the issue that I'm coming closer to David on, however, came through the concert and through the understanding of 80% of our bodies being made of a triune God. Literally, our bodies are full of crystal cluster water that has intelligence, memory, has messages for us like the angels do. So I think that who we've been waiting for, you know, and as a Christian Jew, this Messiah concept for the Messianic age, 1,000 years of world peace, I believe more and more in my heart that we're waiting for ourselves. That when Yeshua said, you shall do more than what I have done to the apostles, he was talking about our generation now in the end times having this experience of blessedness of Holy Spirit filling of our temples in this light body of love. And that this has the capacity to bring us out of her, my people, lest ye become infected with her plagues. It has the capacity to fulfill what Yeshua talked about. He says, you'll be on the planet, but no longer of it. See, that's the metaphysical aspect of that statement, is to say that in order to transcend the issues that we have to face now, whether it's biological weaponry, vaccination toxicity, or solar radiation, and this concept of in 2012, the sun flares, heating up so hideously for us that the only way to survive is to get out of this physical body and into the light body, into the physical realm. Now, you might think, if you're listening, and we have, you know, a number of people listening tonight also on love528tv.net, and if you're listening and this concept sounds foreign to you, it shouldn't really, because probably many of you listening have had near-death or real-death experiences whereby in the process of beginning to have this accident that's potentially the most traumatic event in your life that may cost you your life and be the most painful event in your life, suddenly you're put into this beautiful cocoon of peace and the matrix changes, that your orientation and experience of time-space goes into a warp. Time slows down, things go in slow motion. The way you see things is almost fractally. It looks like you're looking at fractals, the reality. Literally what you're doing is you're changing the experience and your orientation automatically innate endowment. This is what the Creator created as an indication of how much the Creator loves you and I, individually, personally, designing into the system this protection. Just like you wouldn't want your children to become harmed or pained, you would do everything to protect them. This is an automatic protection. And it's proof that we can be on this planet, but no longer of it. And I had a number of accidents. I talked about the accident of my daughter and I. We were hit by three 18-wheeler trucks doing 55 to 60 miles an hour on the main highway, six-lane highway, during rush hour right on in Atlanta. And gee whiz, you know, I saw this happen, and it was a magnificent learning experience for me. It was actually an answer to my prayer for the Creator to show me the difference between the Creator and Satan. You know, I was looking for that. I prayed for that, and this was the answer to that, because the Creator is the lover, the protector, and Satan is the destroyer. And the power of the Creator, the lover, protector, compared to the destroyer, I mean, there's no comparison. It's not even a drop in the bucket. Darkness cannot stand at all light. And so it was a beautiful experience for me, but it also relates to this issue of transcendence, and that critically at this time, my recommendation, I mean, really seriously, one of the reasons why I use Oxy Silver with prayer, because it's nano silver, just like Alex Putney is one of the world's leading geniuses in Rife technology, tells you, take nano silver if you want to enhance the light body energy. And so that's one of the...
Give me the name again, Len. Alex?
Yeah. Alex Putney, P-U-T-N-E-Y, Alex Putney. He wrote a book called Phi, P-H-I. You can get it on search on the internet. It's a good book. You can buy it from, I think it's about $50. But he was the one who wrote the recommendations for Live H2O, how to synchronize our drumming and where the vortices would be on Earth, that we would have the maximum spiritual impact, even with minimum numbers. So we applied Alex's, as best we could, his recommendations from the world of physics and science, of electro engineering. to...
Now, can I ask you, how come people like Bill Nelson, for instance, are not on board with people like you, or is that because he's in so much hot water all the time?
You know, your question is my question, too. And yesterday, when I wrote, and you can read this, it was a new webpage on www.fluscam.com. It's a webpage that deals with quarantine into the new concentration camps. And on that webpage, you can see dialogue between myself and several other leaders in the vaccine risk awareness movement. And I'm telling you, brother, I am so frustrated with exactly what you said. I put out so much support for humanity and so much support for so many people. And yet, even those people that I have supported have bought into some stupid stuff about Horowitz being knighted by the Vatican. You know, gee whiz, it's kind of like, what happened to the litmus test that Yeshua, that Jesus said, you shall know them by the fruit? You know, how blessed has been the fruit over all these years? Look, I mean, let's get real. You know, by the grace of
God. Are you perceived sometimes, though, as a guy who sticks your neck out the wrong way? Because I've often wondered that about you.
Well, I don't know. I think there are two different things. One is the guy sticks his neck out. Absolutely. Certainly. Profoundly.
No, but the wrong way, in a way that other people don't like it.
That's it, yeah. See, that's the thing, because, you know, it was Einstein that said, if you come out with anything new, prepare to be crucified. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. That's part of what Jesus was saying was, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. These are ignorant people. And what is ignorant? Look, brother, I'm speaking English. If I was really smart, I'd speak Hebrew with you tonight. Because, again, that's the spirit-filled language. Sanskrit, ancient Aramaic, Babylonian, not English. And so the reality is, we all are sinners in that way. We're all off the mark. We're all ignorant and need forgiveness. But the fact is that this person is really fed up and tired about receiving such disrespect after all that I've done. And I can tell you that my wife feels the same way. You know, she deserves to be extremely blessed in all ways. And frankly, with the people that we have been engaged in, everything from all, you know, the people that we've invested in to advance the ministries and the support services for the ministries, the online services, it's like I said, how many people out there have been investing in people, working with people, being socializing with people that say one thing and then do something else?
I got to say this to you, though, Len. One thing I do notice about you, and tell me if you think I'm right, is that I think you protect yourself less than a lot of these other people. You're not interested in self-protection that much.
No, and that's one thing, because I have the Creator and the angels. You see my angels? They're right here. There's always two angels behind me. And there's not only that, I should have died at least six times. There's no reasonable, rational explanation. I mean, I'm going to die, you're going to die, everybody's going to die, but I should have died already. So for me to be afraid is insane. You know, really, where's the faith and trust in that? The question
is... And another thing I wanted to ask you, sorry to interrupt again, but another thing I wanted to ask before the night ends, I assumed that all these famous stars would be in on this H2O thing. You got tons of musicians. They're great. No problem.
Yeah.
People like, where's Bono? I mean, Bono always shows up.
Hey, Dean, I gotta end because our brother Don Nikoloff is coming up on BBS Radio. I got to get off the air. But, you know, you are saying what is in my heart. I can't believe Bono didn't show up. I can't believe Sting didn't show up. I can't believe all of Willie Nelson didn't show up. I can't believe all the people that we invited didn't show up. So, but you know what? There's next year. Tim Mallandane from Edmonton is taking over executive producer position for Live H2O. Go online to liveh2o.org, folks, and we'll call it a night at that. Dean, thanks so much for calling. Say hello to everybody. Pleasure. Thanks a lot. Say hi to everybody in lovely Toronto. Folks, you've been listening to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. It's now 10 o'clock, and I'll sign off. Thanks for joining us. Next week again, Don Nikoloff coming up on bbsradio.com Inside Hour. Bye for now. Bye. HempUSA.org